Omar Ali is a hero in the eyes of his family. He embarked on a long journey that could have landed him nearly anywhere, fighting to find a safe place to call home, with his family on his mind at all times. Radioactive's Awal Ibrahim introduces us to his uncle, Omar Ali.
My whole family is gathered here for my sister's graduation. Everyone is very excited, but my family wasn't always this happy and all together at once. My uncle Omar Ali is responsible for us being together at this exact moment. Omar Ali might appear just to be a typical East African man in his early 40s to most people, but to his family, he is looked at as the man who changed the lives of many. It all started when he fled Ethiopia.
I left behind my mom, my dad, my sister and brothers because the situation in there was so bad, a lot of violence.
By the 1980s, the Ethiopian and Eritrean people were in conflict, and the Eritreans were fighting against the Ethiopian government. At that time, the Ethiopian government was recruiting people to fight against the Eritreans. During this war, the Oromo people were being tortured and killed. So my uncle decided to leave at the age of 14.
To take a young kid to military to fight with Eritrean and Ethiopian. So this situation is kind of bother me. So with some of my friends, we left there without saying goodbye.
His hope was to make it to America. He headed out but wasn't sure where he was going. On his journey, he met a man who told him he could get him to Somalia. For 1 week, they walked.
About 28 hours we walk in a very dark and also hot desert and walking in no water, no enough food. We have only like a small food to carry and we don't have enough water too. So it's a very tough journey.
He finally made it to Somalia. 3 months after he arrived, another war broke out. One day, Omar was walking home when gunmen started chasing him and started shooting at him.
I tried to run. There is a parking, big car, parking a lot and by the Pepsi factory. So I hide the tire, some dirty garbage on my head. The shooter tried to find me and he tried to shoot me. The bullet is between my leg and I'm lucky to survive it.
Eventually, he made it to America. It took my uncle 3 years to get here. His family didn't know where he was at that whole time. They didn't know if he was alive or dead. He was isolated, like he was on an island.
I feel really sad because all my family back home. And I'm homesick and a really hard life. And I'm also, even though I'm adult at that time and I learned English like a small kid and get really hard time and struggle a lot.
After not seeing or communicating with his family for years, he tried to contact them in Ethiopia, but it was very difficult to find them. He wrote a letter to a relative in another village. That letter was later passed on to his mother. Then, a few months later, he received a letter back from his mother.
They're really excited to see their letter and that they know and they find me, I'm alive. So I was really excited to see their letter and that they are alive.
It wasn't enough to just reconnect. He wanted them to be in America. Bringing the family here was a hard process that required a lot. My uncle had to do a lot of stuff, juggling work, school, while doing paperwork to bring them here.
The process I started and I brought my brother first. And then is my brother-in-law. So they bring their family and their wife after that. And then I bring my mother. So the process is really tough and you have to have money. But finally I help them to come here.
He brought about 5 of his siblings and they brought their families.
This is a land of opportunity and I noticed this is a land of opportunity. I started learning English to improve myself in working. Actually, I'm 4 kids and my brother has, my brother and my sister is here with me. We are a big family here in Seattle. So it's very important to help the family and share and a holiday together. Family is very important to me, and helping others, and especially helping the young kid to go through and not hardship I want, so it's kind of easy for them. They are here in the United States to improve themselves.
He changed my life completely.
This is my cousin Sabantu Jamal. My uncle and her dad are brothers. He helped her dad come to America, which resulted in her coming a few years later. She now goes to University of Washington, Bothell.
He gave me the chance that most kids growing up my age in Oromia wish that they had, but were never given the chance.
What goes through my mind every day is that if my uncle was able to come from nothing and change people's lives, why can't I? Why can't I do something with all these resources surrounding me? This shows me I can make a change too, not just in my life, but in others too. For Radioactive, this is the one and only Awal Ibrahim.